Why not?
This is something that you would use if you were siphoning gas, you know, to keep from spilling it.
A hose.
And the metal thing, what would that be?
Spout.
All right, now I'm thinking of one that looks kind of like this.
A funnel.
Yeah, okay. All right, and in horse and buggy days, if you were driving a buggy, you could crack this around the horse's ears.
Oh, whip.
All right. And nowadays, when you go to a grocery store and you buy whatever you buy, the grocery boy would put it in a what?
A buggy. Carriage.
Well, I'm talking about things that you'd actually carry.
Oh, bags.
Yeah.
And grocery paper. Bags.
What would they be made out of?
Paper.
What would you say about 25 pounds of flour would come in nowadays?
What, flour sack?
Okay. Are you familiar with something like that, except the material's real coarse and rough, kind of brown material?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's called it what, burlap? Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other name for it? What type of bag or sack it would be?
What flour? What kind of bag?
Yeah, I'm looking for words like toe sack or croaker sack.
Yeah, uh-huh. Toe sack.
Croaker sack.
Toe sack. What's a toe sack?
Yeah, that's the same thing. You just depend on what part of the country you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference to you between a bag and a sack?
Well, one could be paper, the other one could be cloth.
Which one?
You consider what a sack is paper. Mm-hmm. Some people say a sack might be paper. Mm-hmm.
Say if a farmer was taking some corn to the mill to be ground, just talking about the amount he could take at one time, you'd say he's taking a what to the mill?
About a bushel of corn.
Okay. You ever heard people around here use the word turn, T-U-R-N, a turn of corn?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And the thing that's in a lamp that provides the light, you screw in a
bulb.
And two words for that would be?
Light bulb.
Okay. What would you use to take your wet clothes outside to hang up on the line?
Clothes basket.
Okay. And this is something that you'd stick in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out. Okay, you might use it for fishing, for a
cork.
Yeah, okay. Any other word for that? Besides cork?
Mm-mm.
Would you ever use stopper?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, stopper, cork. Mm-hmm.
What would you call an instrument that you would blow on and move back and forth like this? Musical instrument?
Harp.
Mm-hmm. Anything besides that?
Spit harp or something like that. I heard you use one day. Spit harp. Can't think.
Harmonica?
Yeah, harmonica, okay.
What are you call it? French harp?
Mm-mm. A French harp?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now this is another musical instrument you play in your mouth, except you kind of pluck it, and there's a little piece that vibrates between your teeth and makes a twanging noise.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it, but don't know the name of it.
Do you hear a juice harp? Juice harp or juice harp?
Something like that, yeah.
You're not too familiar with it?
No.
Okay. This is a very common tool that you would pound nails with. That
hammer.
Okay. Go ask you a few things about a wagon. That wooden piece that runs between the horses on a wagon, what would you call that?